Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
We've done it again. Just murdered the clock. It's happened. I apologize. Try to fix the clock before it's too late. Chuck and Chernoff on this Braves opening day eve. Can't explain. On your home of the Braves, The Fan, on FM at 93.7. AM and 680, but more importantly, it's app day, which means you got to get your 680 The Fan mobile app.
You can hear it. We're on AM.
Better yet, with the app.
That's why we're late.
Enjoy Braves baseball without static. That's what that app can do for you if you download it and listen tomorrow, starting for the opener.
The 4 p.m. hour is brought to you by South Point Financial Services.
No, that's, Chuck, that's old. It's gone.
The 4 p.m. hour is brought to you by This Stuff Matters.
No, that was the 3 o'clock hour. The 4 p.m. hour is actually presented by Entry Point Doors and Windows.
What are we doing here?
Atlanta's local experts for entry doors and windows. They're Atlanta's best for a reason. Go to entrypointatlanta.com for a free estimate. Now, Chuck does know what he's got coming up in a college football today. We call it a CFT. It's 5 minutes away. Tease us.
Nick Saban might have corrected a suddenly large challenge for the Tide.
Now, you know, before we get there, when you tease something that says one professional sports commissioner told the biggest lie in the history of lies, like, I'm ready for the payoff. I'm listening.
Like, anyone can even know that.
Thank you. Yes, that would be Roger Goodell. Did you see? I will give John Mara, owner of the Giants of all places, 25 million potential customers within like a 2-hour drive of his stadium. And John Mara, of all people, who doesn't really have to cater to anybody, because here's the thing about stadium size in the NFL, they're all the same. Mm-hmm. So the Packers have to find about 70,000 people out of like 200,000. That's about Green Bay.
Right.
John Mara, he ain't got to kowtow to anybody. He spoke up. Did you see his quote about flexible scheduling, moving the games from Sundays to Thursday? Quote, as it is, he's just talking about the times. He says it's really inconsiderate to our season ticket holders, the people who filled our stadiums every week. Moving it to Thursday, quote, abusive. He said, we have fans that make these plans weeks and months in advance. They plan all year for their one road trip, and we give them 15 days notice. It's abusive. Roger Goodell, he just signed his new deal. Is it 3 years and $180 million or so?
It's 60 a year. That sounds right. Yeah, he deserves right. That much. It's a hard job.
Quote, there isn't anybody in any of our NFL organizations who don't put the fans first. He said, again, as a quote, there isn't anyone in any of our, he's talking about the NFL, the 32 franchises. There isn't anyone in any of our organizations that doesn't put our fans first. Holy frick. He said that. And then he continued and said some more stuff that was just as outlandish. And he backed it up with how much the fans come first. And
it sounds like you're calling cap.
Requiring, I don't know, Matt. I did zero research. And now this is how far it went, because I started, off the top of my head, requiring fans to pay full price for preseason games, taking away a home game from fans so the league can build its international markets, all this other stuff. We talked about it the other day. Knowing there's an addiction and feeding it, knowing that fans want the status of saying, I was at the Super Bowl, I have a ticket. You were in the parking lot, like a frozen parking lot outside Jerry World for $250, but you had a Super Bowl ticket, but you're in the parking lot. That's like an Oxy clinic, a pharmacy opening up and filling scripts. That was the NFL. The list doesn't end. I mean, for real, because after that, I was like, all right, let's get some good ones, because those aren't the good ones. Google your computer. NFL doesn't care about the fans. Scroll, scroll, scroll. Patrick Mahomes never says a whole lot. I don't think he's any sort of firebrand and machine.
Yeah, there's not much controversial stuff coming from Patrick Mahomes.
And he makes $45 million a year. Patrick Mahomes is like, yeah, it's enough, man. We abused them. Come on. Come on.
But I would say this to you. You could read all that stuff, and you're right about all of it.
How can you say that if Roger Goodell?
What does a defense attorney do for his client who's guilty?
Your job is to get your client.
Let's use Johnny. What did Johnny Cochran know about OJ?
Yeah.
Okay. So what does Roger Goodell's job
is
entitle?
To get the owners get their paycheck.
So you're the message.
But still.
You're the guy who delivers the message from us. Now, they haven't cared about the fans. They don't care about the fans. They only care about the fans when the TV ratings go down and then they'll do something.
Don't say that then. Say something else.
No. He's got to say that. What the owner in 32 cities says, go tell them how much the fans mean to us. Because they're going to tell you in the media. He's talking about the media.
They tell him to go dance.
Yeah. What they're going to tell you in the media and the fans is they're going to tell you why we don't care about you and we do. They don't. They don't. It is, really. To move a game from Sunday to Thursday, that is a change of some. Like, let's say.
God bless John Mara. I became a Giants fan for like 2 hours.
I'll use anybody in our listening audience. You got two kids, and you got a travel baseball on Saturday, and you got recital on Sunday morning, and you got church that you go to. But you made a point that you're going to go to the Sunday 4 o'clock game because that just worked out for you. Yeah, well, Thursday is a different animal than moving it from 1 or 4 to 8, which they've done before. They flexed the 1 and 4 to 8. Doing it Thursday, they give three flying Fs if you guys show up.
And
you already bought the ticket. They don't care if you're there. They've never cared. Once you get the ticket sold, whatever becomes of it, doesn't matter. It's only TV. That's all they'll ever care about. You all know that already.
I bet every dude and a lot of girls listening right now, either you've done this or you know somebody. We go to one road game a year.
That's a huge expense and an inconvenience.
And sometimes, because you're right, it's an expense and an inconvenience. And honestly,
you can use Atlanta Sports Trips to help you there.
Have you ever? Is there a website?
I'll help you in a minute with it. I'll give you some in a minute.
That the expense and all that, you're right. I think my observation beginning about age 35 was the money I can scratch together, I ain't got time. And so when I schedule, you know what, our road game will be Carolina because we can make the drive, and then you make it Thursday night for some reason, or New Orleans, it was going to be a Sunday, and now it's a Thursday, I can't go to my one road trip.
But you're talking about the drive, and you're right to talk about the road. I'm talking about the home.
Yeah, you're talking about the home fans. I'm talking about the visitors.
How about if you're the
deaf?
I got two kids who are 6 and 8. The 8 o'clock Thursday night, that's a whole different animal than the 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon when I knew I was going to get home at 6 o'clock. They don't care.
Quote.
You read all the guilt. They don't care.
Everyone in the NFL puts the fans first all the time. That's what Roger Goodell said.
No. Uh-huh. And that's what he's supposed to say.
Like birds are landing on his nose.
It would have been quite a pivot if he would have gone, this is inconveniencing to the fans. Not good look for us.
Do you know what? We think of commissioners. What do we think that their background is? Law. Mm-hmm. Well, attorneys, right. Do you know what Roger Goodell's degree was in?
Mm.
Economics.
He's doing well then. He's doing very
Everybody
well.
Everybody else is an attorney, aren't they?
Was Tagliabue?
I don't know. As I know, they were all attorneys. And then this guy's marketing and economics.
Just for those who don't know, they've tabled the discussion till May now. They're not getting rid of it. We're going to push it back till some of the dust clears.
And we hope that this will calm the F down. And by the way, John Merrick, can I see you after class?
That's exactly right. I brought up Atlanta Sports Trips. We are headed on the road. We got a bunch of great trips planned for 2023, including we do have final numbers and details and all the specifics on our trip to Chicago to see the Bravos play at Wrigley Field August 4th, 5th, and 6th. We would love to have you join us. You can go to atlsportstrips.com to see the final details with a ticket option for the Saturday game and the Sunday game, a Saturday night get-together with, a former friend of the show until Hoyt killed him, Jeff Francoeur.
And a swing and a miss, strike three.
Wow!
What a jerk. What an absolute jerk you are.
Hoyt with the hotkeys in the studio.
There's a chance that Francoeur and Hoyt went to high school together, and Francoeur landed every hot girl and was on every team, and Hoyt was Ronald Miller with the band sitting by himself at lunch, and he holds this pent-up frustration for 15 years.
Backup center fielder, backup girlfriend, backup social life.
I think you're being kind to give many of that stuff. Point is, you can be with us and hang out for that trip. You can see the full menu of trips, including some Georgia trips we've got coming. A Georgia Tech-Miami trip, and it sounds like, now again, I don't make any of the decisions. Sounds like a Georgia Southern trip to Camp Randall going to be on the schedule to go to Wisconsin.
So Jump around.
I've never been to Camp Randall.
Jump around.
That would be a nice excuse to go. You can book any of these trips with a $99 deposit, and I would remind you, use promo code 680 for $68 off at atlsportstrips.com.
Jump.
Off his back foot, touchdown!
Chuck Oliver's College Football Today, brought to you by Duffy Realty of Atlanta, because money matters.
Good to beat it, King.
Duffy Realty, ATL.com. They're the website you need. If you're looking to sell a house, get it on the market with Rhonda. She's going to do virtually all the work, and boy, does she have a method that works. And then you get to keep virtually all the money, and that's pretty cool. DuffyRealtyATL.com said Nick Saban might have corrected a suddenly large challenge for the Tide. He got in a rotation about every 3 years of bringing in four freshmen, and they would be huge recruits, and at least three of them would turn into monster, giant, huge players. And again, he did it twice. And then he brought in four more after the Jalen, Devonta, Henry Ruggs group left. I guess Shavers had already transferred over to Mississippi State for a while. But the three who became first-round draft picks at the one position that you brought in the same draft recruiting class, you replaced them with four more kids, and that was the Ajayi Hall class. We've talked about that, and everybody has, and they missed. Well, this past year, there were some more stud freshmen, four of them, and there are some good-looking kids, and actually all up and down. Look at Law and Prentice and Bond, and there's choices and maybe guys who will emerge. But it's maybe guys who will emerge, not anybody that you looked at as a freshman went, oh, my God, Julio Jones. And that's not an everyday thing, but it kind of was an every season thing in Tuscaloosa. Malik Benson, he is the number one JUCO receiver. I'm sorry, he's the number one JUCO player recruit coming into this year's recruiting class. And instead of going the high school route, he's like, all right, let's get a little bit more of a grown man, because even bringing in Jermaine Burton didn't really transform anything. Malik Benson, 6'1", 185. He's a good-looking, wiry kid, and he can run real fast, got real good top-end speed. He's got great body control, and he is advanced in what he does out there, man. And the cuts and the jukes and all of that stuff is fantastic, but he has really good breakaway long speed. And through the first part of spring practice, he is a guy that's kind of making his mark. And consistently, everybody says that maybe Nick Saban, instead of a transfer from a D1 team, instead of a high school recruit, might have gotten right from the JUCO ranks.
Chuck Oliver's College Football Today, brought to you by Duffy Realty of Atlanta on the College Football Voice of the South, 680 The Fan.
All righty, coming up next, I think this Braves team is plenty good enough to win the championship again.
We are those motherfuckers!
And they can be again. But the question is, will they be that hot and hot enough to win it one more time?
They're so young and hot, and all they have is just bikinis.
We'll talk about it next.
Dudes in bikinis.
Oh. I know my rent was gonna be late about a week ago. I worked my ass off, but I still can't pay it though.
It's Chuck and Chernoff from the FAN on the eve of Braves baseball. It's app day.
I've been wanting to start an app for a while.
We're not looking to start an app, Mike. We're looking to have you download the 680 The Fan mobile app so you can hear Braves baseball starting tomorrow at 1:05.
Do you have a computer?
I do.
Google the computer to say my sports content choices.
My sports content choices, okay?
There's Fubo, which we advertise.
Fubo, okay, I got Fubo, okay.
There's Hulu, there's all these different companies now.
He didn't put any work into that, did he?
This is so great.
And just buy certain TV sports packages.
Right, right.
So if you go to Google it, you can get it on your computer there.
Oh, that seemed very busy, and I would just tell you, just go to your Google Play Store or your iTunes Store and press the search button there and just hit 680 The Fan, and there we are.
There's Sling TV. There's all this these different ways you can get the programming you want.
Afternoon Drive in New York City. That man was making reportedly $6 million a year. My goodness. Coming up in 5 minutes, Chuck will tell me to stop being a cheap... Oh, I should have pre-read this. Chuck will tell me to stop being a cheap bee.
To open your wallet, you cheap bitch.
And spend $40 on the best baseball purchase out there.
Matt knows the value of a dollar.
Okay. Find out exactly what you want me to spend it on. Today's been a day of breaking news.
Has it?
We had Hadley Engelhardt, the agent of the Stars, who told us Calais Campbell's deal with the Falcons.
Everybody got the Calais signed.
Right, 1 year, $7 million.
We got the money.
Right, with an option for some bonus money that could make it 8. No, nobody else is jumping on this yet. We were on this for everybody, so I hope we get our proper credit when
breaking news, as first reported by...
Thank you. When Ian Rappaport, or Shefty... Or Weishi.
ESPN crawl.
Rothstein. I want our credit on this. Hadley reports to Real Matt Lanta and King CFB the money on Calais. We'll see if we get our due. Before we get any of that, oh, one more piece of breaking news. Christian Pache has been traded to the Phillies. There he goes, back in the division. You can't escape Christian Pache.
What are they going to do?
speaking of the Braves, it is the eve of opening day. And I think it's pretty clear. We would all agree if we put this 2023 Braves team, just looking at the roster on paper, when healthy, compared it to the 2021 Braves, I don't think there'd be much debate. This is a much more talented roster, 1 through 26 on the roster. I thought last year's team on paper was more talented than the 21 championship team. But baseball is the one sport that, I'm not going to say it doesn't matter, but it takes a backseat to what do you look like in the final weeks in September, health-wise, and how are you trending into October? And here's what I mean. The Braves won 101 games. They chased down the Mets. They looked like they were a tired team, but that's a subjective thing. That's an opinion. The day we found out Max Fried wasn't right against the Mets and stayed sick until he had to start against the Phillies in the playoffs, combined with the Spencer Strider injury that cost him the final weeks of the season, and then he had to make the start in the postseason, you were done. You had no shot. You literally, the 21 team combined this incredible, like, hot streak of, like, the Rosario run, the Soler run, the Jock moments, the Dansby homer, the Freddie Freeman homer against the Brewers, the Darnold home run against the Astros. Like, there are 50 moments I could give you. But they also had red-hot Max Fried, yep. And they had Charlie Morton, yep, before he broke the ankle in the game one against the Astros. Those two gave you the 1-2 punch combined with a lights-out bullpen that was untouchable. This team is way better, in my opinion, depth-wise. And I think they're just as possible that they could win a championship. I have no idea what they'll look like September 15th and October 1st. Because I would have said going into the playoff series against the Phillies, if the Braves are 100% right and Max is right and Strider was right, they win that series. But they weren't, and that's all it takes in baseball. End of story.
They'd have a hard time even projecting that sort of performance from the pen. Luke was like the fourth or fifth guy sometimes.
Luke was the only one who actually gave up some stuff in that postseason. Yeah.
And then Will got perfect all of a sudden.
Will, Matzik. Like,
what the hell?
I mean, you just had guys.
It'd be a hard time matching that production. But here's the thing. The We're talking about projection, and I don't hold you to
Don't forget A.J. Minter in that run as well.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yep.
But it's so projection is part of it, but it's like Philly was very similar to Atlanta the way they got hot last year, and they rode Nola and they rode Wheeler.
It felt bad against them.
It did. It got away quick.
It just felt bad.
And they had a hot Bryce, and they had big moments from Reese, and they had like that. Who was the guy in the game four who hit a 3-run homer? The guy was Marsh. Was it Brandon Marsh? Like, they had that stuff going on.
Did they get to like 5-1 in the fourth inning or something in that elimination game?
It did. It got away.
I was like, oh, boy. But Saturday afternoon, and I felt sick.
You had a bunch of guys who were, you just felt like it was getting away because they had those hot guys. This Braves team is better. And if I told you, comparatively speaking, healthy versions of Acuna, Michael Harris, Spencer Strider, this Kyle Wright, who played a role in that 21 World Series, but this version, Raisel Iglesias, Sean Murphy now, those are upgrades over as hot as they were, but those are player upgrades over Soler, Jock, Travis, Will Smith, Ian.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
Tucker, these are just upgrades. Doesn't guarantee you anything in baseball.
158 game Michael Harris. I like that better than 111 game or 108 or whatever it was Michael Harris.
You should love it.
I like Acuna with the way, maybe repping his home country. Maybe like he's like, all right, I'm cutting it loose now. I like that Ronald Acuna a lot. I mean, a lot. That guy can do damn near anything. I've even given up on batting leadoff thing. I was like, screw it. If he's healthy, let him bat leadoff. Let him bat 10th. I don't care.
But would Ronnie have the moments that Soler had in that World Series? Who knows? Can Michael Harris have anything close? Nobody can have what Rosario did in the NLCS. That's untouchable. But you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, You have those moments along the way. You can count 20 moments in the Braves championship run that started about mid-September when they got hot into the postseason. You're like, this went well, and this went well, and this was healthy. Now, they overcame some stuff. Charlie broke the ankle in game one. That happened. But they had so many things that just trended in the momentum, and
you know,
they won the championship.
Well, no, we don't forget, but there's so many people who picked up the mantle. Is after about the first series of the playoffs, Jock kind of got cold, didn't he? Was it Milwaukee? He had a pinch hit?
The three-run homer against the Brewers. He had one against the Dodgers that tied the game, but he was not playing every day.
Yeah, and then he was kind of, I bet he didn't hit 200 against the Astros. He didn't play a lot.
No, but then there was the weirdness of Soler out for the NLCS, and he goes nuts. Soler comes back for Houston. He wins the MVP. I mean, think about that.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll see. They're a better team on paper. They'll win more than 87 games. What it looks like in October, don't even try to guess at this point. Coming up in 5 minutes, these three Falcons draft picks would make a crap load of sense. We'll talk about that coming up. But first, you're going to tell me to not be cheap. You're going to look at me.
I am.
And tell me when I can't get you to come off the hip for HBO, and you're going to yell at me. Go ahead.
You got a couple of 20s?
Not on me.
I hope you do.
When's the last time anybody had 20s on them?
There was an article. I saw Seth Emerson. He works for The Athletic. And so
I've heard of him.
Last week he retweeted, said, got an article last Friday, as a matter of fact, said, this is Seth. I didn't know this about Seth, and I know Seth really well. He said, I spend a lot of my time on family, my job, and out-of-the-park baseball, and the new version's coming out today, and here's a story on The Athletic. Well, InsideHook.com just had, I was reading this morning about the brand-new version, out-of-the-park baseball. It's a computer game. It's a Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball and Japanese League and Mexican League and every other league possible computer simulation. It's not a video game. It's not
nerds.
Yes.
Wow.
It's not a hand-eye coordination, the show, or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's a sim. And I discovered this back in 2018. I thought, this is damn near the coolest game. And I started diving in. I was like, it really is the coolest sports sim. And then I thought maybe any sim. And now I think it's just the coolest computer game ever. All right, so its reputation, and I remember back then it had the GM of the Boston Red Sox gave an endorsement and said, we use this to scout players. And I was like, well, that's not nothing, but maybe he was paid. Or maybe it's like former FBI director says this now that he's on the pad. No, it was the active guy. There's an article at InsideHook.com today. Major League managers, plural, on the record saying that we use out of the park to evaluate our own roster and practice in-game situations. This is Rocco Baldelli, and I'm going to give you one real-life example that Matt and I argued for. Well, we didn't argue. We just felt real differently about this. Mm-hmm. Rocco Baldelli says in 2020, pandemic, he says we wanted to be active. We wanted to be gaining some sort of value. As a front office staff scout, he says we used OOTP. Simulations. We want to stay sharp and be in tune with our players and what they're. This is the quote from Baldelli. It's more real than unreal. I'll tell you that. He says, it's one thing to have a discussion and look at information on a page and try to get into it with a conversation. It's another thing when you're watching it unfold in front of your eyes. He says, if you had that in the dugout, it's just gold. All right, now I'm going to give you one example about this, and we used to argue about Ender.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Ender.
Because I looked at the outcome, and I was like, he gets on base, he can run a little bit, he's good on defense, slap and run, and all that other stuff. Like Nick Markakis, but the big difference with Ender was, here is what I understand now, exactly what Baldelli, Girardi's in there, Gabe Kapler says we use it in San Francisco. Roughly half the major league teams use it. I used to think exit velocity, it was an indicator, but it wasn't anything worth really paying attention to. It's an outcome and skill as a hitter and place in the ball. That's all crap. If a batted ball with an exit velocity of 85 winds up being a base hit, with OOTP, exactly what Baldelli said, I'm watching this unfold in front of my eyes. It is almost an accident when a batted ball at 85 exit velo is a base hit. If a ball hit at 105 as an out, I look at the hitter and go, you did your job, whatever the F. It happened to go right to the third baseman. That's not on you. I literally have done a 180 on this.
Come on to my side.
It is just what Rocco Baldelli is saying.
Now, why wouldn't you listen to me when I said it?
Because as he says, I watch it night after night, pitch after pitch. And I started pondering baseball things back in 1977 when I was a third grader. I've started to live. You can live out whatever you imagine. I've started answering questions. As a third grader, I wanted conclusions. I've waited my entire life. OTP, I'm getting conclusions now.
But here's the simplest way.
I replayed the 1981 season as if there were no strike.
Yeah, you're weird. I heard Alex talking about this with Vaughn when he was on with Nick and Chris.
He's like, finish second.
He goes, I know people just look at batting average, and that's, you know, results, and that matters. But the exit velo is one example of 50 things. I mean, that's typically going to be given an indicator. If you're hitting the ball hard consistently, you're going to find holes eventually. Just the way that what's going to work. There's a reason why BABIP is a number that people look at, because at some point it's going to normalize. If you're hitting flares and if you're hitting, you know, little tappers off the plate, it's nice to get an extra bonus hit that way. But if you're not hitting the ball consistently hard,
a Gork, a Dink,
yes, I've heard those. That's the indicator. So I'm glad it took the video game to turn you on to what I've been trying to tell you for years.
85, I'm looking at the pitcher going, F it, you did your job. 105, it's in and out. I'm like, dude, next time, have a seat.
Do you not remember? So this was game two of the World Series. It was the game the Braves lost in Houston. Everybody got on Max. And I came on the air the next day. I was like, guys, look at the exit velo on these
dribble,
base hits for the Astros.
Flare.
But they were like, no, not a big game pitcher. I'm like, he can't control the blooper that finds, you know, the hole or the 18... you know, a hopper that finds its way through. The pitcher can only do the job of, be nice if I can miss the bat. But if I don't, if I have him hit the ball softly, I've done my job.
Oh, yeah. If you've got the shift on against Yordan and there's like 19 guys in short right field and he finds like that one blade of grass, you're like, ah.
We've played it right. The result doesn't always end up that way. I'm glad to have you
over
here.
It's an amazing game. And by the way, the new version is like $39.99. I would highly recommend you could, anything you ever want. And the reason I said I replayed the 81 season, because the Braves, they kind of got good in the second half there.
Wait just said in my ear, the reason you did it is because you're a nerd. That's why you replayed it.
Okay.
He said that in my ear.
Anyway, it's a
if
great
I
game.
Buy that, will you buy MLB The Show 23?
I don't have anything to play that on.
We'll get you a PlayStation. We're going to buy a PlayStation, you cheap B. Get an Xbox. That game's been out now for a few days, and I failed to make the purchase, so I'm hearing about it. So I have to get that before
get the OOTP, man.
Okay.
Right. It's fantastic.
You know, it's mock draft season, right?
Yeah, it is for another month.
Like, it is in overdrive.
No, not another mock draft.
It is, it is outrageous the amount of mocks that are everywhere.
No, I don't want a mock.
I don't blame you. But if you're willing to accept that the mocks are just entertainment, they're never indicators, just entertainment, they're fun. I love when I get a good, like, 3 or 4 or 5. I found a 7-round mock the other day.
I love a 7-round mock.
I mean, you might as well be blindfolded and just putting names up on a board. But I won't give you the 7 today. I'm going to give you this from CBS. Was a 3-round mock. And I'm just going to give you the Falcon picks because I could see it being something like this, if not 100% like this. So Ryan Wilson of CBS has the Falcons at number 8 taking Jalen Carter. Why is that significant? Because if you go through the mocks, there are not many that, A, think the Falcons will take him for two reasons. One, that he slips out of the top 10 and they'll just let him go right by. That's one. Or the more realistic version that I keep telling you guys is he's not going to get out of the top 5. So that's why at 8 to see Jalen mock to the Falcons is, it's different. It's interesting.
Reading, like, combine results, the NFL.com, which is NFL Network, the same staff and all that. Jalen's the highest rated player in the draft.
We just had Lowe's tell us on his big board he's number 1.
Number 1.
It would be ludicrous to let him go by at number 8 because some practice habits and some, 9 pounds of concern at the combine. I get all that stuff. I don't ignore it.
Oh, you told him to keep eating.
I did. I want him to keep getting fatter until the draft so we can get him at 8. And I will say for the record, signing Calais Campbell should not affect anything with drafting Jalen Carter.
Like Brendan Frazier.
1 year of Calais. Listen, let Calais bring young Jalen alongside with him. Young man, here's how we're a pro. And they can both play. So that's beside the point. That was number 8. He's not going to be there, so it's a moot point. Second round pick, CBS in this mock has the Falcons taking Emmanuel Forbes, corner out of Mississippi State.
Oh, I like him, man.
He's a guy you could play opposite of A.J., young, athletic, you would have your quarter squared away. You don't have to rush him either. Casey Hayward's going to be back. You just signed Mike Hughes. You can bring him along slowly if you choose.
I talk a lot about him if you want, but you don't.
I'll save it.
He's,
feels like a good podcast.
Played a lot of football.
The third round pick makes some sense. Do you know the name Tyler Scott?
I don't think so.
You don't have to. You don't need to know. It's not important.
Where?
Tyler Scott's a wide receiver at Cincinnati. Why does that make some sense? He already played with Desmond Ridder. He fits the category of a guy who can fly, and he's got some familiarity with Desmond. Doesn't mean that's why you take him. But if it's somebody you like a lot, he's in that range on the third round board, and he's there, not a bad idea to say, here, Desmond, here's one of your guys. You already have some continuity. You've got some, you know, idea throwing the ball to him. He's going to come in and play with you.
Where's this mock again from?
This is CBS.
Okay, they're doing a fine job. They're filling holes. If it unfolds just like this is fantastic.
No idea if it will, but in the first round now, there are any number of ways the Falcons could go if Jalen, I take him. The cornerback is very much in play. The Bijan Robinson thing is in play, and I know people will hate it.
That'd be fun.
I agree.
That'd be great.
I think it's in play. I think the offensive lineman, Skowronski, if that's there, that's in play. I think the edge, although everything I read, and I was talking to Los about it, he does a lot more of this than I do. He was telling me be careful about some of the Tyree out of Texas Tech.
Yeah.
And Lucas Van Ness, he's like, these guys, it's going to be the old reach that everybody says based on where these guys are
on
boards.
It can't be Tack. It can't be Taco Charlton. It can't be some guy that he's the next best pass rusher, but he's not the eighth best player or anywhere close to it. But he's the next best pass rusher.
You change your idea of filling your roster with the best players to just grab a need. So I think with all the moves they've made, they're pretty open now to go in any number of ways. All right, with more of the draft in mind, the doctor of the draft, we call him Doc McChuckins. He is scrubbing in. What does the doc have for us today?
Add one responsibility to a particular day three prospect, and we might be looking at a star.
I can't wait. We'll find out who it is next. Thank you, Jones. Chuck and Chernoff on the fan.
Is that Avril Lavigne?
Yes, it is. It's Avril.
This is Beyonce or somebody.
You're nailing it. It is app day. I know that much. We're reminding you on the eve of Braves baseball, if you do not have your 6-8 of the Fan mobile application, all you have to do is go to your iTunes store, your Google Play store. In the search box, just put 6-8 of the Fan, and there it is. Download it. You'll have Ben Ingram, Joe Simpson in your ear tomorrow. Day game, opener, Braves baseball, and then you'll have it the rest of the way, all the way through World Series Game 6 on the clincher. Dude, we had live coverage of the parade in 21, too, so we'll do that again. It's awesome. Stay connected. All the latest news. Your favorite fan shows on that fan app, driven by Beaver Direct. Beaver Direct, the fastest and easiest way to shop online for your next vehicle. Visit BeaverToyotaOfCumming.com to see what wow really means. You can download that fan app now in the iTunes and Google Play Store.
Dr. McChuckins. Eric Gray. Oh, I remember him. He's at Tennessee, wasn't he? He was. You remember Ty Chandler as well? They had two stud running backs, and then they lit out for the West, and then Ty Chandler actually went to North Carolina. But Eric Gray lit out for OU, and it was going to really, really work out there until it didn't, and it didn't. I thought Eric Gray, he had two seasons, if you go back in time, and it was he and Ty Chandler, and they were building something, and Jeremy Pruitt, and oh my goodness, what may this become? And then Jeremy Pruitt, you realized, oh, okay, well, this is how the 2020 season, this is how this is going to end. And then when all of the Chancellor talking and the allegations, and you realize this has gone really, really bad pretty soon. A lot of their players left. Remember Toa Toa left. Dylan Handy was a 5-star defensive end recruit. He's like, I'm leaving. I think it was maybe their of the returning players, like 6 of the top 6 players all said transfer. And so some of them had to get waivers or whatever else, but boom, they were gone and immediate eligibility and everybody playing. Well, Eric Gray is one of those. He goes out to Oklahoma. And in 2021, I thought he might be a Heisman finalist. Well, this happened and an injury happened. And then the offense didn't work nearly as much as we thought. And Spence Rattler got benched. And so it didn't happen for anybody at Oklahoma in 2021. Just a lot of less than we expected. And so the whole program scatters. Eric Gray didn't. And when I say it didn't happen for him at OU, all right, in 2022, it happened for Eric Gray. It just didn't happen for the program with Venables coming in. He had a really good individual season. And the bottom line with Eric Gray is getting caught up in all the muck at Oklahoma with the coaching change and the fact that they were pretty bad last year. His great season got overlooked, and it's been a minute since he was in Knoxville, and people looked at him and said he may be one of the best freshman running backs around. He's in the draft this year. 5'10", he's about 210 pounds. He's a big enough kid. He's returned punts. He's returned kickoffs. He's obviously run the ball. He went for 11 touchdowns and about 1,300 yards last year. He can catch the ball pretty well, too. I think if you get him an additional skill on his resume, get him into the slot a little bit, like maybe as more of a regular position, and then you can flex him back into the back. If you add that versatility to him, right now he is viewed as a day three pick, a round five, round six sort of running back. I think he has immense potential to be a star in the NFL as a three-down guy that you can have a lot of versatility. Again, true backfield running back, but he's shown so much being able to get the ball in his hands on returns and catching the thing. There's a lot of potential there, Greg.
Time for your checkup.
You need to remind me.
Of?
I got a major problem with Adam Schefter.
Oh.
And Steve Wyche.
Hang on. Is it really his account or?
Yeah, it's his account.
Okay, all right.
I got a problem with Schefter.
Schefter.
Our buddy Wyche.
No.
Yep, yep. Michael Rothstein. Got a problem with Rothy.
Is he the Falcons perch?
Yeah, Falcon beat writer too for ESPN.com. I'm going to tell you why I have a problem with all of them coming up. I got a major problem.
But D-Led?
I don't know if I have a problem with D-Led, right?
Okay. But everybody else who covers.
Oh, he's on there too? I got a problem with D-Led.
Wow. Matt Winklejohn.
I don't think he does that anymore. They're all going to feel my wrath, though. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you why coming up. Plus,
yeah, coach,
No, we're not doing that. Coming up next, the Braves will try to do something tomorrow. They haven't done since 2018.
Win a game.
Well, that's dumb. They won 101 a year ago.
Chuck just didn't listen.
That's okay.
Chuck, he just sits here and just starts talking.
I know. I've seen it. You're forgiven. Plus, Arthur Blank. He might have shared too much.
Oh, he bit that lady, didn't he?
No, Chuck. That's
Marv Albert.
Yeah, that's... How would you confuse the two?
I wouldn't. See, I wouldn't.
Well, you just said it.
No.
It's like if Arthur's in the car right now listening in the back of the limo, he's like, did Chuck just say that? Thinks I bit a woman? No. Like, he thinks that was you.
That's not a good Arthur.
Yeah, probably not. No, it's not a good one. Point is, you should apologize.
I apologize. That's fine.
Arthur Blank might have shared too much in this specific situation. We'll tell you about it next.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.